weight. With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Now, I want to change some of your perception of what warfare is. It ain't out shouting somebody. It's not bulldozing or bullying somebody. It's not, using your will to try to control somebody. Amen. That's witchcraft. Amen. And that's exactly what that is. That's witchcraft, manipulation. That's not spiritual authority. That's the way the devil operates. And that's what we have to distinguish ourselves from, how the world operates. The Bible says, be not conformed to the world. Yes. See, that's a problem with some, because they love God, but they operate like the world. Amen. They love God in their heart, but they're doing just like the world. Amen. And so you're going to get the world's results.
Amen. Amen.
But when you operate as God has commissioned us to operate, then you get his results. And they're distinctly different from the way the world operates. So some of us are going to have a shift. I heard somebody mention this morning about a shift. I think it was Sister Patrice in that word she was speaking, a shift. You have to have a shift in your mind as to how God operates. You might have been a fighter all your life. Amen. And just have to fight for everything. Well, you don't have to fight for everything now.
Amen.
Jesus fought for you.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. The renewed mind is bigger than your personality.
Amen.
Well, that's just how I is. And No. You gotta be delivered from that.
Amen.
I just always been like, well, you need to tone it down. I just always done spoke my mind. Well, you need to stop speaking your mind all the time. And he that is in you can do it. He can put a link on that, a chain on that. He can lock that down so that you can express Christ's nature.
Amen.
Tell somebody beside you, my old nature's dead anyway. The old nature's been eradicated, but people like to live in personality. Now, the Lord didn't come to eradicate your personality. He gave that to you.
Amen.
But your personality should not be what dominates your life.
Amen.
It should be the spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Christ's likeness. He'll get up all in your personality.
Amen.
And when people see you, they see you, but they see him. Now, let me change somebody's thinking on this. John said, I must decrease that he may increase. Y'all have all read that before, right? Most people. John said that. And a lot of people adopt that. Well, John had to decrease because he was of the law.
Amen.
That was what was decreasing.
Amen.
God doesn't want you to go into a little shell and call it humble. Talking about you decreasing. No, he wants you to increase. But see, he wants to get into your personality. He don't want you to try to be somebody you're not. And try to be a clone of something. No, he wants to get into who he made you. Because he made you unique. Ain't nobody like you. Come on, I said there's nobody just like you. Nobody can express him like you can. You are unique. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. So stop all the foolishness. Amen. Stop trying to be what you're not.
Amen.
Just let him get into who you are.
Ah,
somebody need to hear that. I said, let him get into who you are. Here, you had a sense of humor before you got saved. Now all you got is a straight face. You're deep. Now you went too deep. Come on back up. Now we want to, my point here, blessed are the peacemakers. We want to learn how to wage effective warfare. Spiritual authority is not forcing your will on somebody else. So all you bullies, learned a few scriptures, now you quoting them on your husband all the time. And he just cowering down because he don't know nothing. Or vice versa. You using the pastors. Don't talk about pastor and apostle said. You know, apostle said. No, I ain't say that. I ain't said that. You know, trying to force your will. Get your way. That is not spiritual authority. Spiritual authority, here, get it, is establishing God's peace. Most of the times in an area that was filled with conflict. Blessed are the peacemakers. Now, all this ties into Zoe life. I pray that God will cause this to be clear to you as to this Zoe life, how it can be expressed and released into this that we call time. Because it's in you. Amen. There's greatness in you. Amen. The highest and the best is in you. And some are miserable because you always settle for so much less. Mm-hmm. So, true spiritual authority, like Jesus, is establishing God's peace in an area that's filled with conflict, oppression, or you name it, but establishing God's peace. Now, I want you to really take note of this, because this is a starting point. To move in authority and power, you must first have peace. Amen. See, some folk, they're trying to bully their way to get peace. You'll be ever chasing that rabbit. In order to have authority and see change and see kingdom manifest, you have to start with peace. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit of God. Love, peace, joy. Love, peace. Love, peace. The fruit of the Spirit. So tell somebody, it's in you.
It's in you.
And no matter how anxious a person you are or have been, or how, you know, easily frustrated you get, or how you go off, you can change all of that.
Amen.
I'm talking, if you're saved for real, you have spiritual authority.
Amen.
Amen. And you just have to change how you have to let your mind be renewed. Now, how do we renew the mind? Here. I ain't asked y'all that. I'm just thank you anyhow, but I ain't asked you. Stop interrupting. Ushers, come get this one on the first row here. No. Now see, he made me lose my place. How do you renew your mind? Thank you, Josh. This side is cooperating here. How do you renew your mind? Here's a simple formula. Here's a simple formula. We don't believe because we understand. We understand because we believe.
Amen.
Hear me. You need to write that if you're writing, or remember it. You believe, or you understand because you believe.
Amen.
Too many people try to understand before they believe. Well, I don't understand this stuff. Well, I don't understand the Bible. Well, you'll never understand the Bible.
Amen.
Except you first believe. And to every man is given the measure of faith.
Amen.
There's a measure of faith that you have measured out by God. Sometimes you just need to get your head out of the way. See, what it requires is trust. And some of us have real trust issues. We do. We have trust issues. And so you focus those issues at God. Boss did you wrong on the job. You were the next one in line for the promotion. They gave it to somebody else. You were supposed to get a raise. Didn't get the raise. All kind of stuff. So now you ain't trusting. And you're not trusting God. Amen. Tell somebody that day is over with. I'm not going to believe because I understand. I'm going to understand because first I believe. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do this. That is not for me to figure out. Amen. I don't know when you're going to do it. That's not an issue with me either. I don't know who you're going to use to do it. I have no clue. That's not for me. That's God's part. Amen. The secret things belong to the Lord. That which is revealed belongs to us. What does it say? Believe. Amen. Just believe that I'm going to do it. Amen. Get around other people that believe. Amen. Amen. Even if they believe in for something little, just get around people that talk faith. Amen. That believe God, that trust God. Amen. Here's some testimonies. Exercise your faith. Get your faith built up. Starve your doubts. Amen. Stop talking certain ways. Amen. You talk faith out of this side and unbelief out of that side and you kill everything. Amen. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 3 says that through faith we understand. Amen. That's the law of first reference in Genesis. Through faith we understand. You're not going to understand a whole lot except through faith. Amen. See, when you believe first, Lord, you know, I've been reading this chapter for a long time and I don't seem to have understanding, but Lord, I believe you're going to open up my understanding. Amen. Simple as that. And after a while, I go back to it and say, reading the same verse, and then all of a sudden, I never saw that like that before. Amen. Why? Understanding comes after. Amen. See, God didn't hide stuff from you. He hid it for you. Amen. So that anybody can't just stumble over it. Amen. Only one's going to get it, the one that believe. Amen. You got a lot of people that know the Greek and the Hebrew and all that. They don't understand the Bible, though. Amen. They don't even believe that Jesus is, you know, rose from the dead. So let's establish that. Now, to truly move in authority, somebody say, I must first have peace. You ain't moving in authority when you loud and anxious and angry. That anger will fool you. You think you're moving in authority because you got mad and somebody got scared of you. That was the flesh. And the flesh can only produce flesh. And that whatever it is that you did ain't going to last. Because it was of the flesh. When Jesus was on that boat and the storm was raging and the disciples were panicking, had he left it to them, they would have sunk.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.